us inside it's a very tragic parasha, and just to give a little bit perspective over here, let's just get our bearings where we're holding on a timeline. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael got the Torah, Klal Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan, served the Egel, and the Luchos were smashed by Moshe Rabbeinu, and he goes up to Shemayim again and again. B'kitzah, on the 40th day, Hashem says to him, on Yom Kippur, Hashem says to him, Selachti kidvarecho. Selachti kidvarecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us kapara. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, Motzi Yom Kippur, he gives a command on building the Mishkan. Very exciting. Everyone should build the Mishkan. How long does it take to build the Mishkan? The Mishkan is completed. Chof Hei Kislev. A mammoth work, intricate work. Chof Hei Kislev, it gets completed. That's it. It's in storage. Doesn't get touched. Klal Yisrael think, what happens now? HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive us, doesn't forgive us, does forgive us. Not a word. Chof Gimel Ador, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, let's put this up, let's put this down. Shiva Sameh Meluim. 7 days goes up, 7 days goes down. The Mishkan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring down his Shechina. Rosh Chodesh Nisan Vehi Beyoim Hashmini. Yeah, and it's the 8th day. Rekor Mosh Likne Yisrael, and he says, Kachol Chol Egel, bring the Egel. And finally, we see that it's brought up. An amazing, incredible thing happens. And the Pasuk says, Vateitzi Eish Minifnei Hashem. Finally, a fire comes down from Shemayim. Vatoichal Ala Mizbeach Esel Oilo Vesachalot Lo'om Vayroinu Vipla Pneihem. And this, they've celebrated and they fall down their face and finally see Kavod Hashem. Okay? Fantastic. We've reached a pinnacle of celebration, of kapara. We've made it. This is where Klal Yisrael have been waiting for all those months, we'll be working towards. Jubilee. Fantastic. Doesn't last very long. The next pasuk. Vayikhu b'nei Aaron nodav aviyu ish machtosoi. Vayitnu behen eish. Vayisimu leh k'toyres. It took eish and put k'toyres on it. Ve'akriv lifnei Hashem eish zorash. Hashem never commanded them. Vateitzei eish m'lifnei Hashem. The second time eish came down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened there? Vatoichal oisom and consumed them. Vayimusu lifnei Hashem. And they died. Aaron's nodav and aviyu. Fantastically great people. Who are these great people? Rashi says, "Vayim Moshe al Aaron." Next pasuk, "Vayim Moshe Aaron." Moshe says to Aaron, "Who are Shadibah Hashem?" This is what Hashem says: "Leimoy bekroivay kodesh, bekroivay kodesh through bekroivay. The ones who are close to me, I'll be sanctified. I'll pnei kol omikoved. Vayidoyim Aaron. Aaron is quiet." So Rashi has a question: where does it say, "Who are Shadibah Hashem leimoy"? Vayim Moshe al Aaron, Moshe to Aaron, who are Shadib Hashem? This is what Hashem said to me, Bekroi Vaye Kodesh. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bekroi Vaye Kodesh, that those who are close to me are be sanctified? And this tragedy would happen, this tremendous, Kavod Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so medactic, so careful in tzaddikim. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say this? So Rashi says, Heichon Dibbe, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say this? So he says, the pasuk says in Shmois, end of Shmois, Choftes, Mem Gimel, V'nei adati sham livnei Yisrael, v'nikadosh b'chvoidi, and I'll become kodosh b'chvoidi in my kovod, says Rashi. Al tika b'chvoidi ele b'mechubodi, through those who, b'mechubodi, which means, from those who will become, mechubodi, how to translate mechubodi the best way. Not my honor, but those who are honored, right? In other words, what's he saying over here? That Kodesh Baruch Hu's sanctity will become great through who he is honored. Omaloy Moshe la'Aaron. Moshe said to Aaron, Aaron Achi, Aaron my brother, Yodea Hayisi, I knew she is Kadesh Habayis, Yod of Shalmokoim. I knew Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to become, this house is going to be sanctified through those who are close to him. The Yisi Sova, Oy Bi Oy Boch, I thought it was going to become through either me or you, through Aaron and Moshe. Now I see that Nodom Aviyu are the real holy ones, and it's going to be sanctified through Moshe and Aaron. So what happened over here? Let's just get perspective here. Incredible thing. Finally, the moment comes that Kodesh Baruch Hu brings his Eish down and goes on a Mizbeach. The next moment, Nodom Aviyu bring their Eish. They get killed, And Aaron, Moshe says to Aaron, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said from the beginning, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be sanctified by those who are close to him. In other words, through the Misa of Nadav and Avihu, these great, great tzaddikim, that is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness comes down. So how do you see, why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness come down through these people? What's the idea behind that? And what happened? And Aaron listened to that, and he accepted that, and he saw the greatness of these people. Vayidoim Aaron, and Aaron became appeased, he came clean like he didn't talk. Right? He wasn't in Darvedus. Fast forward, Parshas Achrei Mois. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Achrei Mois Nei Bnei Aaron B'Kavosom Nifnei Hashem Vayemusun. Beginning Parshas Achrei Mois. Says the Ramban over there, this parsha of Achrei Mois came the day after Aaron Kohen's two Nadav Avihu died. In other words, this parsha of all the halachos of Yom Kippur came immediately the day after the Misa of Nadav and Avihu. And this, by the way, is an introduction to the Avodah Yom Kippurim. The whole parasha deals with Yom Kippurim. Yeah? Or the halachos of the Sarah Zazel, etc., etc., is after based on this. So Rashi asks over there in Achrei Mois, why does it come over here? What's it got to do with one thing? The Teretz is, according to the Ramban, it was the next day. After they died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately spoke. But the question then is begged, what's the connection between a Misa of Bnei Aaron to the Avodah of Yom Kippur? That is a question we have to ask ourselves. So the Machzor, it says, the reason why we have this pasuk over here is that we should cry for the Misa of two great tzaddikim, and that's a kapara for us. But still, the question is asked, and Rashi asks it, and Rashi brings a different answer, but what is the connection between the Misa of Bnei Aaron and the Avodah of Yom Kippur? So I'd like to suggest the following. Just as there's a journey that took place from the time of the Egel until the building of the Mishkan, until that the Shekhinah came down and the Misa of Aaron finished off that Kiddush Hashem, to a certain extent, of Yidam Aaron's, the tremendous Kiddush Hashem, Aaron kept quiet, to a certain extent, this process is a process that we go through every year. There's a certain time during the long winter or during the summer that we do Chatoim, and we go through a process, we go through Elul, you go through Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Meitshuva, and you come to Yom Kippur, and the moment is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revives us, and he brings down the Eish from the Mizbeach, and we're back at that same position again, and we have to learn the messages, Chalila, nobody should die, but Chalila, the ideas, and the focus of what Klal Yisrael were at the moment of time, in the Mishkan, Misa Ad Nodon Raviu, we should have those messages on to us on Yom Kippur. What are those messages? Very, very briefly, there are two very, very brief messages. One message is that I saw from Rav Duna, Zachorin Levrocha, he says that, interestingly enough, one would seem to suggest, and it's Rachmanis on a person should never know, the incredible pain that a parent goes through when they lose a child. Incredible pain, and some parents never get over it, and it affects them every single day of their life. Some parents, in a way, are able to deal with it, but still, there's an incredible pain. But he says, in the perspective of the way the Torah understands it, interestingly enough, Avedus is very limited. The Avedus for a child is for 30 days. However tragic and painful it is, it's only for 30 days. Avelus for a parent is for 11 months, or 12 months, it's for 12 months. So, if you ask any person, what is more tragic, burying a parent or burying a child? Burying a parent is derech kol olam. Unfortunately, you know, that's the way it is. Parents get older, and the world, that's derech menhogay, the world, you know, that's the way it is. But burying a child, Rachman and son, is a tragedy. You know, it's unnatural. And therefore, we would expect, therefore, that Avedus mourning over a child should be longer than that of a parent. So why is it not the case? The Teretz is that we don't mourn based on the pain. We mourn based on our spiritual loss. In other words, Torah is telling us, of course a person mourns. Of course it's painful. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help every single person who lost a child, for sure. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us is, when a person goes through Avedus, understand that you are, what you've really lost is a potential for greatness. You yourself, you Ovel, have had a chance to do Kibbud Avayim, the greatest mitzvah, and you don't have any more Rachmanan Litzlan, that mitzvah, to be able to do to your parents. And therefore, there's other ways of doing it, through Kaddish, through Tefillah, through learning, whatever it, but there's a certain tremendous loss that you, Mourner, don't have anymore. And the perspective of Avedus is to tell us that it's not the physical pain that you are suffering from that you should cry over. What you should cry over is your spiritual loss, that you don't have any more the ability to come to those levels of closeness to a parent, which is kavyochel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. He's also Avinu Shebashamayim. That is what the loss is all about. That's a pain. When you come to Yom Kippur, we have this idea of Shnei Bnei Aaron. And Vayidim Aaron, what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron was, of the horrific loss, your two sons. But know what a Kiddush Hashem it was to show Klal Yisrael how careful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that even a small action of a tzaddik is so recognized and so punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitachtei the tzaddikim. It doesn't mean that it's a chalila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care them. Hashem loves them so much that even the smallest element of avera to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so horrendous that the Kiddush Hashem through this became so great. Aaron Avinu took that understanding of what is spirituality versus physicality. What is pain? What is reality? And he took that, and Vayidim Aaron, Aaron kept quiet. When we come to Yom Kippur, we come to try and get this perspective of what is our life? Is it our physical pleasure? Is it our spiritual pleasure? What is called loss? If we miss a Baruch Hu, is that a loss? If our shares went down, we could have caught the shares a little bit higher, is that a loss? What is perspective? And therefore, the Avodah of Yom Kippur is, Vayachri Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron, is directly connected to our every year, our perspective of how Yom Kippur should be. That is one lesson that we learn from this. But I saw a very, very beautiful vort by Rav Shimon Schwab, which changes the pshat completely of the pasuk beforehand, where it says, "Vayom Moshe Aaron Hu Ashdibah Hashem Lemo." Says the Ramban, "Hu Ashdibah Hashem Lemo." Where did the Kodesh Baruch Hu speak? So Ramban quotes Rashi, and he says, "Hu Ashdibah Hashem Lemo." Listen to these words. He says, Ki devar Hashem, where are these words? Ki devar Hashem gzeiroisov umachshevoisov ve'inyun derochov v'hadibur yoyme b'kol eile. In other words, the words of Hashem, not Hashem spoke earlier on in the Torah and said, a nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going to happen? HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us through events. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by killing Nadav and Avihu, that is the greatest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us through events. And therefore the Pasuk is translated differently according to Rabban. Vayim Moshe and Aaron, Moshe said to Aaron, Hu Ashadibba Hashem, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to you is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to you. Lemo, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to you? Bekrei Vayeh Kodesh. You are Kodesh. I want to come close to you. This event is supposed to bring you closer to me. Bekrei Vayeh Kodesh. If you take this message correctly, that you're supposed to come closer to me, everyone will become sanctified through this and get the message, Vayidim Aaron, Aaron kept quiet. In other words, according to Rashi, the Kreva Kodesh is referring to Nadam and Avihu. According to Ramban, the Kreva Kodesh is speaking to Aaron. HaKadosh Baruch is speaking to you right now. Understand what's going on over here. And Shimon Shvav said, that's Peshat, in a beautiful explanation in Ezra Saraselim. What does it say? Lucky is a person who listens to the mitzvahs and the Torah, and the words yosimali. What words are you talking about? If it's talking about words of Torah, it says usirascho. What's a dvorcha yosimali boy? Dvorcha means when a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to you through world events. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rachman Islam, brings a tragedy, a Kodesh Baruch Hu shakes you up. Listen to the message a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving you. Udvorcha yosim aliboy. He pays attention and he understands what the message is. It doesn't have to be a tragic thing. It could be a small message. And he brings a story over there in the Sefer, a Shvab Sefer, that he had later on in his advanced years. He had very, very crippling arthritis. And he was in a wheelchair. And he had a Puerto Rican carer called Mario, who would very carefully tend to his needs. Anyone remember this? Remember at that stage? He'd attend to his needs. And as Shimon Schwab was the Yekka, he would make sure that he came early. He'd come early to his house to bring him to shul to be 10 minutes before davening. And that was who he was. One day this Mario went to get married, so they got a replacement there. And the replacement took him, on the day Mario came back to work, which was just after him, he came a few minutes late. And Rav Shimon Shlomo was very, very agitated. He's going to be late for davening. Very agitated. He got very nervous. He got very upset. Afterwards, he said to his children, I know why this happened. He said, during my Sheva Brachas, I took off from giving a Mishnah Ishi I gave, used to give before Mincha. I took off a few days. In the middle of my Sheva Brachas, I came back to give this Mishnah Ishi, Mincha time, and I came a few minutes late. And in good German practice, the Yaku sat there and they tapped their watches and says, ach, spät, you know. And he got very upset. He got very upset. I'm coming in the middle of my Sheva Brachas. I'm giving you a shir. What, are you tapping out your watch? He got very upset with them. He says, 60 years later, I now understand that they were right. So look how agitated I am that Mario is not fetching me during his, just right after he got married. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching me that even during a Sheva Brachas, you can't miss on time. You've got to be punctual. Srascha udvorcha yosim alibay. Therefore, achrei moish neibnei Aaron. And then we go straight into Yom Kippur. It's exactly what happened then. Just like then, it went through a whole process and got to Yom Kippur until it got to the finale of achrei moish neibnei Aaron. It's exactly what happens by Yom Kippur. We go through a whole process and then we go erev Yom Kippur. We understand what's going on over here and then we go straight into Yom Kippur, understanding two things. Number one, spirituality versus physicality. And number one, the focus of what it means to be like we just now. The idea over here of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us during the year, how we should translate that. Yashar Koyach.